This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 13th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. And support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring travel and tourism in the February 18th edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can also register for the daily business e-news.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a survey released from the Walton Family Foundation considers residents of Northwest Arkansas's happiness and opinions about education, transportation, and more.
Plus a preview of Theater Squared's latest production, Sons of the Prophet, which opens later this week. Also, we continue our series on Ozarks at Large inspired dishes with a brand new crepe.
First, a proposal to set a cap on how much the state's government can grow each year is headed to the full House of Representatives. The House Committee on Revenue and Taxation passed a bill that would limit growth in most of the state's annual expenditures to either 3% or the three-year average increase in the state's gross domestic product, whichever is less. The director of the state's Department of Finance and Administration told lawmakers yesterday that would unconstitutionally delegate some budgetary decisions to the executive branch and jeopardize critical government services such as prisons and police. House Republican leader Representative Bruce Westerman says the bill is needed to prevent government spending from growing faster than the state's economy, and he thinks it's a good solution.
I don't see that we're ceding it to the administration. I think we're actually exercising more control and authority over the budgeting process, especially with the emergency expenditures. If there truly is an emergency, then they can come back and the legislature can agree or disagree whether we've got an emergency expenditure.
Governor Mike Beebe has said he opposes the legislation.
A House committee is advancing a bill that would let state colleges and universities decide whether to let permitted faculty and staff carry concealed handguns on campus. The House Education Committee passed Representative Charlie Collins' bill yesterday on a voice vote. Both a college student and professor spoke for the bill. One person, a high school student, spoke against it. After the meeting, University of Arkansas Little Rock Chancellor Joel Anderson said he and other chancellors in the state are against the bill.
There's a difference in judgment, and I understand that in the minds of some people, and people that I respect, this would make for a safer campus. And it's my judgment, and it's that of our law enforcement people on campus, as well as other presidents and chancellors, that it does not make a safer campus, that it, in fact, it tends to do the opposite.
Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, is the representative for District 84. Echoing the same talking points he stood beside since introducing the bill, he says his bill is a preventative solution to a problem.
And the problem I'm talking about is the number of crazies and killers that select our college campuses to murder our loved ones. And this is a recurring problem. It's a frequent problem. It's not going away.
He amended his bill to let university boards of directors decide each year if they want to opt out of allowing concealed weapons on campus. Anderson said that amendment is a positive step for the legislation.
Political pundits are already questioning whether President Obama's proposals on guns will hurt Democratic candidates in Republican-leaning states like Arkansas and swing states. In an interview yesterday on MSNBC, former Democratic U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln says Democrats have to be realistic in their approach to tackling contentious social issues.
Well, I think you have to realize that, first of all, it's an issue that has to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with comprehensively. It's not just guns. It's obviously all kinds of things, mental illness, which we have not done as much as we should on in this country. There's no doubt. I've got areas in our state of Arkansas, three counties that for years went without mental health. Those are critical issues.
Lincoln says the most important thing is for Democrats to come to the negotiating table with the willingness to find consensus with Republicans and pass items where there is mutual agreement.
Arkansas's Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar says he is not interested in the governor's race. He adds that he fully supports Asa Hutchinson for the Republican nomination for governor. Lieutenant Governor Dar told Talk Business Arkansas he's fully focused on the legislature right now, but is open to running for another office in the future.
I'd be honored to serve a Republican governor. I think I've done well working with a Democrat governor. And so to do that with a Republican would be a bonus. And then also I think that making a difference in D.C. is very attractive.
Curtis Coleman and Asa Hutchinson have both announced interest in the Republican nomination for governor. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter is the only currently announced candidate on the Democratic side.
Members of the Bella Vista Property Owners Association will be the deciding factor on whether the POA sells three properties to the city of Bella Vista. The properties in question are the police and fire buildings on Town Center, Trafalgar, and Glasgow Roads. The city currently leases all three properties from the POA, but has offered to purchase all three for just less than $1.9 million, a price that is more than $1 million below the market value assessed during a September 2010 appraisal conducted for the Property Owners Association. Although the POA Board of Directors supports the decision to sell the property, the issue must be put to a vote of the membership. Ballots will be mailed early next month, and they must be returned by 6 p.m. on May 21st. The results of the vote will be announced at the association's annual meeting that same night.
John Brown University has received a sizable gift to help restore a historic residence hall on the Siloam Springs campus. The university announced this morning that it's received a $3 million lead gift for renovation of the historic J. Alvin Brown Residence Hall. Rooms in the 93-year-old men's dormitory will be updated into modern suites, similar to those in the university's newest residence halls. The building is the oldest university structure on campus. Construction on the project will begin this summer and wrap up, at least scheduled to wrap up, in the summer of 2014. Approximately $1.25 million of the whole $3 million lead gift is designated as a matching challenge, a move meant to encourage other gifts to help the university meet the $5.5 million price tag of the project.
Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 30 degrees. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. And tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 29 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 34 in the Arkansas River Valley.